Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
We say on the show that the bell tolls for all of us eventually, right?
Yes, that's correct. And what we mean by that is eventually we will get fired.
We'll be uninvited to show up here.
That's
or
correct.
Just one day the key card will stop working and then we'll know.
Here's the thing, Casey.
Yeah.
I only gave myself about 7 days when I started here in late 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I have completed 7 years.
You have outlasted your 7 days.
So it's just, it's, you know, bonus time.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Matt about, you know, one day the key card's going to eventually stop working. And I think we need to amend that. Actually, one day the check is going to just stop coming.
Yeah, what I would assume, because they pay us, what do they call it? Pay us in arrears. I mean, we don't get paid in advance. So the key card would stop working, though, before the check would.
You never know, though, right? Eventually, the check will stop coming, but the key card may still work.
You and I have long debated. Now, when someone is no longer working here, there's an email.
Yeah.
And now I have noticed it's a little different under our new ownership, but under the old ownership, if the person went by their own volition, mm-hmm. there was this glowing, I'm so sad, Sharon is leaving, mm-hmm. and it was Sharon's entire autobiography. However, if the person went by force, it was a one-line sentence that Ted no longer works here,
yeah.
and maybe we wish him the best on his future endeavors.
Yeah.
It seems like the new owners don't do the glowing adios email.
It's the same thing either way. They're just no longer with us.
So my two questions is, because I think I'll get fired before you will. One, you have to forward me the email when I go.
Okay, so you can see which way you went.
Because I would assume that I would be removed from the email list when they send the actual email itself.
Yeah. Well, I came up with this list. Actually, I didn't come up with it, but I saw it.
Yeah.
And these are the 10 dying professions that aren't worth pursuing. So if that email gets forwarded to you,
yeah.
don't go looking in these areas for employment
okay,
either.
Very good. Have you ever pondered what you'd do if you weren't in media?
Yeah.
What have you come up with a logical explanation
no.
or answer what you
no.
would do?
I've been told by other people, like former bosses, maybe PR or
yeah.
something like that. But still, look at me. I'm here. So I guess it would just be on to the next one.
Yeah,
Town to town, up and down the dial.
Okay, what are the 10 jobs I should not pursue?
What were you going to say?
Well,
what do you think?
You'd
go into politics.
Yes, yeah, that would be it, right? I would go be miserable again. Yes, Casey, that would be my first maneuver.
Well, fingers crossed that we'll both be here on Thursday. Okay, so the number one
Yeah, we should
job.
Point out, you're not going to be here tomorrow, but that's not because you got fired.
Well, as far as we know.
Right, okay.
I mean, I did actually request the day off,
yep.
but, you know, hopefully that won't make that a permanent thing. But number one on the list is travel agent.
Oh, yeah.
Online booking platforms and apps have replaced those.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense.
Translators is another one.
Really?
Yeah. They say that the rise of artificial intelligence and software technology replaced the need for human translators.
Interesting. However, I would think if you're out and about in society and you needed to understand what someone was saying, you wouldn't be just like, let me pull up my AI and see, or maybe they can now. Maybe
yeah.
I can just hear somebody's voice and tell you what they're saying.
When I think of translator, I think of everybody like at the UN
yeah.
with the earplugs
yeah,
in,
absolutely.
Right?
That's
and there's
point.
There's a human on the other end of that translating, and you have to trust that they know what they're doing and they're actually relaying the correct message.
Yeah, you would venture that that person is some high-ranking government person who wouldn't just lie to the guy hearing
that. Right, that person needs clearance, right? Clearance?
Okay, so you got travel agent, you got interpreter, or what else?
Print journalist.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, our good friends over at IndyStar.
Yeah.
Everything is going to digital, so the print journalist is going bye-bye.
You know, what's interesting about that, though, and we've discussed this many times, and it's in large part because, you know, big print media has certainly struggled.
Mm-hmm.
You have seen kind of the rise of these more independent or nonprofit journalistic endeavors like the Indiana Capital Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't necessarily gone away. it just kind of shifted to who's right. who's doing the reporting.
Well, and I think when they mean print, they also mean the daily newspaper.
Yeah.
You know, even Indiana Capital Chronicle, we go to them more digitally online.
Well, and one of the things that's interesting about like Capital Chronicle and these online publications, and this is the one thing I do worry about with them. So the Indy Star, there was a time where everybody got the Indy Star.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever stories they're talking about, that was the stories you were talking mm-hmm. about. And now these new startups are almost exclusively online only, which means you got to find them.
Yes.
Which means the average person, I mean, let's face it, if you're reading the Capital Chronicle on the regular, you're probably really into politics.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the regular person then, who's not necessarily, it's not being handed to them anymore, the way it was once upon a time
right.
handed to them.
It was all part of a bigger picture
right.
within
yes.
the paper.
Thank you. So I do wonder how the regular people stay informed who aren't actively seeking information.
Well, and you bring up another point, too, with a lot of the digital companies, they're very selective
yeah.
or, you know, zeroing in on their brand.
Sure.
Like Indiana Capital Chronicle focuses on politics. Another job, bank teller.
Oh, yeah. See, I hate this. I am a, and this will shock you, Casey, I am an in-person
mm-hmm.
banker. I always go into the bank. In fact, went in yesterday, and I did have a conversation. This person works for a rather large national bank at the golf course a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me how in many banks they've gotten rid of safety deposit boxes
mm.
because it's simply not worth the space that it takes up and
oh,
the hassle
I bet.
Associated with them, and how the teller may not, in our lifetime, totally go by the way of the dinosaur, but is certainly they're phasing that career out.
Yeah, there would be less of them.
Yeah.
You know, you used to go into a bank and every single teller, there'd yeah. be three or four there, and now maybe one, or they have to actually, okay, we'll get somebody over there in a minute.
Well, they used to, and like we could go to the safety deposit box conversation, they used to kind of have those in there because they wanted you in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted you to come in because you do other business while you're in there. Now they don't want you in the bank.
Take out a loan while you're here. Yeah. Another thing where they're reducing the scale is the postal worker.
Yeah.
That's because of the decline of traditional mail due to digital communication. Same thing with the online banking. Okay, here's one that hurts me. Content writers.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Artificial intelligence and editing software have made this role obsolete.
Yeah.
Say it isn't so. Somebody still has to put in all the SEO and make, you know, the publishing dates and write the headline. AI is not doing all of it yet.
You do wonder though when AI will get to be free thinking enough that it'll be able to begin to enter the space
mm-hmm.
we're in. Like, will AI reach a point where an off-the-cuff conversation it will be able to maintain an off-the-cuff conversation?
I think something that's really fascinating is AI could now take this conversation we're having, translate it, put it into an article.
Yeah.
Now, eventually, companies like WordPress, which is our online publisher, they're going to fill in all the little spots, the SEO and the headline for us. So
yeah, you're screwed.
Say
it's all over
so.
For you.
A film projectionist is another one. digital production in cinemas nearly eliminated.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Is that
right.
really still a thing? Somebody's still up there in the booth feeding the film through.
I don't know.
Looking
Must
for
be.
The little loop in the right-hand corner.
I don't go to the movie theater, so I don't know what they do these days.
This one seems like it's already been obsolete. I'm surprised it's on the list. Switchboard operator.
Yeah, where would you have a... Well, you know, okay, so here's what's interesting about that. If you call a lot of these major pizza chains, because obviously they push everything towards the online only now,
mm-hmm.
but recently, and I don't know why I did this instead of doing it online, I ordered a pizza via the phone number,
mm-hmm.
and it clearly took me to some operator who was not in the pizza location mm. that I was calling.
So you got routed to like India and then back
yeah.
to
yeah.
Brownsburg?
I mean, they took the order and they're asking you the specific location. And so it's clear they would know the specific location if they were at that location.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very quiet in the background. So it's probably in someone's house somewhere. So that is interesting you say that, because it seems like that is happening more and more, that if you call your local pizza joint, if it's a national chain, you may not even get the local pizza joint.
Yep. And that's just like, you know, you're right. I've come across that with scheduling for like doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
I assume I'm just calling the doctor's office or the hospital when in fact I know because I've heard children in the background or dogs barking that that's just someone sitting in their family room
you
doing it for
betcha.
You. Okay. Also on the list, factory workers in certain areas, automation and robotics taking over for many manual jobs in manufacturing. And finally on the list, this one kind of goes hand in hand with content writers, librarian, although not completely outdated, the role definitely changing because do people still read books or are they reading books on their Kindle?
You know what's not on the list, Casey?
What's that?
Midday radio talk show host.
Not yet.
We made it.
Keep
we
your
made
fingers
it off
crossed.
The list. How exciting.